Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing, right? He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Scott Arno back on the show. Scott's a great member of our Brain Trust. He is the security advocate. He's consults with companies just like yours and mine on computer-related topics, especially security. He's vice president of Soho Solutions, a New York-based IT consulting company, and he's our good friend, Scott Arno. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, Scott, for years now, for pretty much ever since I've been doing the show, I've been talking about different kinds of security. We've had the phishing and the spamming and it started out with spam. That was our worst nightmare back in the day, was spam. It was not dangerous, but just annoying.
The old innocent days.
Right, exactly. That was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? And so, then things got worse, and then people would plant Trojans and worms and bombs and everything else on our website, mostly to use our computers as zombies to create mayhem other places. Right, that was a lot of it.
Oh sure, you have botnets, you have Trojans which can steal your data or use your computer to bring it into one of those botnets and then attack other computers. Lots of fun stuff.
And the FBI shows up at your house, even though you didn't do anything wrong, but your computer did. And so
I could give you a couple of good stories on that one.
But you know, but for the most part, the really ugly stuff that was pretty much, we always thought, well, why would anybody want to come in my computer? I've just got a little bitty business. You know, what would be the advantage? What, are they going to see one of my proposals or something like that? And they'd be right about that. But now there's something else out there where they have the ability to tap right into your computer, and not only just do something that's mean and hateful, which is what the other programs did, it just gave them a chance to cause mayhem, but now they can ka-ching you, can't they? They can get money out of you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
that's
called
the one
ransom.
That is ransomware.
It's ransomware. So tell us about ransomware.
Well, ransomware currently is mostly focused about the type of ransomware that encrypts files on your own computer. Sometimes this is called crypto ransomware. Originally, it started with, those old fake antivirus pop-ups? Like, we have found X number of infections on your computer, click here to clean it up, and if you don't click here, you can't get that thing off your screen.
Right.
That was where this all started.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turned into what would be classic ransomware, which is a pop-up saying that you were, quote-unquote, caught using your computer for illegal activity,
mm-hmm.
often child pornography, to really skeeve you out.
Mm-hmm.
And the, quote-unquote, sender would vary by region. If you're in the United States, it's the FBI. If you're in England, it's Scotland Yard. If you're in Canada,
is that what they do? Is that so? If you are caught, the FBI comes sends you a.
Not at all. Not at all. It's a complete fake.
All right. So
the whole trick there is you can't get it off. You're terrified. You pay them, and they quote unquote fine you, and it's gone.
Here's what. I wondered about that because what I always thought was you never have to worry about the FBI calling you or sending you an email. They always go.
Yeah, pretty much.
it's the heavy-handed knock on the door, right?
But then a couple of years ago, the game changed again, and this new type of ransomware called crypto ransomware started to become widespread. And crypto ransomware encrypts the data on your own computer or system away from you,
mm-hmm.
so that you can still get your data, but you can't read any of it because it's gibberish.
Right.
The attackers will then demand payments to decrypt the data. That'll usually be in something called Bitcoin, which mm-hmm. is a difficult-to-trace online payment.
Now, Bitcoin is digital currency, folks.
Exactly.
Cash equivalent. Go ahead.
Keep in mind here, this is an automated attack.
Right.
So, A, there's no one to negotiate with.
Right.
No one who can give you mercy if you beg and tell them what kind of trouble you're in. They don't care. And moreover, because it's a digitized attack like this, it can hit absolutely anyone. And this actually ties back to the spam you're talking about, because often the way these will come in is through email. There'll be an email. It might even appear to be from someone you know.
Right.
And there'll either be a link.
So that's how
really
they get in.
Or an attachment.
They don't come in, you know, it's not a matter of buying some kind of security program that keeps them out. You let them in.
Yeah. And a lot of them are designed specifically to try and dodge around anti-malware programs. The way those always work is they'll find existing bad programs, malware. They'll take what's called a digital signature, which is part of the code of that particular program, and sort of use it as a marker. But hackers are onto this sort of thing, so they will use online testing mechanisms, or normally...
Hold on to that thought, Scott. I got to go to a quick break. Folks, malware is that was one thing I did not know, is how they typically get in. You let them in by clicking on the wrong email, and when we come back, Scott's going to talk to us about what it's going to cost you to get loose from these guys and how to prevent it. Stay with us, 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.